The Hard Shoulder on Newstalk.
With the all-new Nissan Juke. The coupe crossover by Nissan. Nissan. Innovation that excites.
Now, we had a great reaction yesterday to my chat with Barry Kenny about archery. This is our bluffer's guide to the Olympic Games. We all become bluffers when it comes to certain sports every 4 years. We like to pass ourselves off as experts, and Barry had all the lingo and all we needed to know to become an expert in archery. Today, Barry, the series continues, the bluffer's guide, but it is two of the newer sports to the Games.
People who dip in out of the Olympics, they kind of think it's this ever-present kind of almost kind of a cauldron of tradition. But there's only five...
All the way back to the ancient Greeks.
That's it. There's only five sports in the modern Olympics that have been there throughout. Athletics, cycling, fencing, gymnastics and swimming. We have said goodbye to such treats as tug-of-war, dueling pistol,
travesty.
Tandem cycling, rope climbing and motorboating.
And painting. Didn't Jack B. Yeats win our first Olympic medal in Ireland? B. Yeats in the Paris Games. He won a silver for the Lippy
Swim. It was to be an artistic festival as well as a sporting one. Sculpture was in there too. But the IOC, they're into the commerciality. They want, listen, they've got me. They've got you. They want younger people. So they're bringing in new sports. And they've done this in the summers and the winters. But the two sports we're going to talk about, it's basically, this is the early 1980s calling and they want their ball back. It's BMX, which has been around for a couple of games, and skateboarding, which is brand new for this one.
Yeah, I'm not sold on skateboarding. I've watched a bit of it. Let's come to BMX first.
Right.
I mean, is there different categories of BMX? Is there BMX racing? Is there freestyle? What is there?
Yeah, it's racing and freestyle. Now, racing has been in the games since Beijing in 2008. Freestyle is making its debut. BMX racing is one of the best, and I know I probably said this about archery last night, but this is high octane. It is a brilliant spectacle. It's running now this week from Thursday onwards across the men's and women for 4 days. And basically, you have a group starting. As a sport, it was popularised by E.T. E.T. is the one that brought it to kind of global attention and got us all in. I remember in the woods up behind the Leisure Centre in Portmarnock after E.T. was out, every second kid had a BMX bike driving up or cycling up and down through. I was there on my high Nelly, you know, whatever. Didn't quite have the same effect. But it's a blast. And since it came in 2008, it's been absolutely brilliant. Up to 8 riders set off simultaneously on this short track. It takes no more than 40 seconds a race. There's bends, there's twists, there's jumps, there's dips.
There's crashes
galore. That's the main thing. This is like back in the day when everybody watched Formula One for the crash, right? It is bedlam. And at times you can have almost the entire field taken out with the finish line in sight. The way they do it, each round has 3 races. So basically you, I and 5 others are in there, 5 or 6 others are in this race. And where you finish is your point. The lowest points total gets through. So first, second and third, 6 points total. Decent chance to get through to the next round.
All right. Okay. So that's straightforward enough. And this year, though, they've introduced freestyle BMX.
Yeah.
What is freestyle BMX?
Now, you know, as I say, Thursday and Friday are your racing. So really, really do watch that. The freestyle is nearer to the skateboarding. It is more about the tricks. But again, it's with the speed, with the height, you're going to have 2 solo 60-second runs when it comes to the freestyle. Your best run counts. So that means you can go hell for leather on the first one, try all your dangerous tricks, and then be a bit more conservative, see can you get through, or look how the rest of the field is going. It's one of the smallest fields, actually, in the entire Olympics, the freestyle. There's only 9 riders in each. So you've got to the Olympics, you've now got a 1 in 3 chance of getting a medal. So that's decent, you know.
What countries are good at BMXing?
Well, funny, it has these American roots, and obviously the Americans are strong, the Dutch and the French are really strong. Dutch, by the way, are just brilliant in the Olympics, full stop, both as competitors and as fans. They are everywhere. They get everywhere. But in terms of the racing, Twan van Gent in the men's is the favourite, and by coincidence from last night, also a power lifter, along with our friend Hazel Green from the archery, and Elise Willoughby for the women. But you're also going to see the likes of the Australians, the Colombians up there. And in terms of the freestyle, it's Britain, Japan, Venezuela, Switzerland, USA, all going to be in the mix.
All right, give me a few phrases, a bit of the lingo that I need to know to pass myself off as an expert.
Did you see her 360 tail whip? And his Superman was just incredible.
Did you see her 360 tail whip? That sounds a little inappropriate, Barry, for two gentlemen and to listen, be talking about on the racing, radio.
It's all about the speed transition from the berm to the roller. That was epic.
Ah, yeah, the berm to the roller.
Throwing words like epic every now and again, you're
right, and your quid's in. All right, okay. Is it similar situation then with skateboarding?
Okay. As I say, I'm not the target audience, but the first impression was underwhelming. It's tricks and skills. It started off in the States. It was known as sidewalk surfboard when it first emerged before they got in the 40s and 50s. And some skateboarders don't like the fact that it's in the Olympics at all. They think it's this street culture. It's living on the edge, and you're just selling out to the man by going to the Olympic Games. But Tony Hawk, who of course is this kind of legendary figure in skateboarding, he reckons it's great. It's going to get more facilities provided for skateboarders around the world. Now, we've seen street and park has to come. There's two formats.
Okay, what's the difference? I'm like you. I was really underwhelmed by street. I didn't know what to expect. We've just had a new skate park opened in Kilkenny. It's only opened a matter of weeks, so okay. I didn't really know an awful lot about it.
Well, all I got to say to the kids in Fairview Park, and I pass that every day, they have a decent chance of competing at the Olympic level if the final is anything to go by. Yuto Horigome of Japan wowed the Japanese by winning a home medal. He basically fell on the ground several times, picked up his board, put it back down, and walked around on these two runs. And then by dint of doing two kind of reasonably looking tricks out of five in the tricks section, won the gold medal. It was, and they all kept falling. I mean, it happens, and we watch things like ice skating, and we watch things like gymnastics, and that's kind of part and parcel.
Yeah,
errors
but what
happen.
Makes it exciting, the fall or the crashes in the BMX, is the speed, but it's also the possibility that it rules you out. Like there's risk, the risk of falling
jeopardy.
Is huge.
Yes,
jeopardy, that's the word I'm trying to think of. Yeah. There's no jeopardy if you can fall four or five times and walk home, go home with a gold medal,
skate
home with it.
So maybe park is what we're looking for, right? Because park is scored in the tricks, it's more high octane, higher speed, bigger potential crashes. Now this famous young girl, 13 years old from Britain, Skye Brown, she's one of the medal favourites. She fell last year, had multiple skull fractures as a 12-year-old, and is back in the games. Now, this is part of my issue with it, right? Is like the street women's was 13-year-olds gold and silver.
Yeah.
And one, do they equate, to somebody like Jack Woolley, who's, crushed by his elimination from the taekwondo, put years and years of dedication into it, and if they haven't, you're kind of wondering, well, is that aligned with the other Olympic sports? And if they have, you're saying, well, what age were they kind of doing this nonstop? Skye Brown, I think, was 9 when she turned professional. And there's something not right there, something that doesn't sit right with me about kind of that kind of almost commercial exploitation of somebody that young.
Yeah, no, I'm with you, Anna. I'm yet to be convinced about skateboarding, but if I do want to pass myself off as an expert.
As I say, gnarly several times. No, it's all about the tricks, your ollies, your grabs, your flip tricks, and if you can slide and grind.
Slide and grind. Like I can't break. I mean, what about the countries that do well in skateboarding compared to BMX?
Yeah, the Japanese, again, they've been right up there at the top of the medal table already. Again, this is an American-born sport.
Yeah.
So we're going to see Americans. But the British will say through Skye Brown, very, very confident, as they tend to be with these new sports.
And what about the Irish in BMX and skateboarding?
I haven't been able to detect a world level. There are, funny, actually, I remember being in a taxi once and a taxi driver was involved in the Irish BMX Association. As I say, I was all over that. It is, I promise you, you will not regret it. Get to watch the BMX racing and you will be looking it up every 4 years to make sure you don't miss it.
All right. BMX racing is the one to watch. Forget the rest of that nonsense. Barry, listen, it's been an absolute pleasure and I look forward to our Bluffer's Guide continuing tomorrow here at the same time on The Hard Shoulder.